My next guest and my good friend, so proud of him yesterday, Mike Johnson of the 4th District here in the great state of Louisiana, now joins me. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're in between votes. Welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show.
Hey, my friend, always great to be with you.
You as well. Now, Mike, I know that the time that we have with you is limited, so I want to get right to it. Mike, you have a bill yourself. I want to talk about your bill first. There is a bill that you are introducing to us, or have introduced to us, that will in fact put in check people like Paul Manafort, who are domestic people who lobby Congress. Tell us about that bill.
Yeah, I discussed this with the Attorney General in Judiciary Committee yesterday. He agreed it's a top priority. We've introduced a bill to limit hostile foreign influences in our politics in this country. It has become a really big problem. And the only way we can change the current culture of abuse in Washington is to begin with transparency. So we filed this bill called the Disclosing Foreign Influence Act, CL. And what it does is it'll clear up and clean up some of the law that's been on the books since the 1930s. We long ago, more than 70 years ago, this bill was filed, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which is ostensibly supposed to require anyone who is lobbying lawmakers in Washington or anywhere in this country, they're lobbying our government on behalf of foreign interests, they're supposed to disclose that. The idea is that the American people should know that, lawmakers should know that, so they can properly evaluate what it is these folks are trying to accomplish. They're basically, in recent years, they've meddled in our affairs and our public policy without any oversight at all, because no one is following the law. So this bill will clear that up. The Manafort case and the Podesta case that have come out recently have drawn attention to it. These reforms are long overdue, and I'm delighted to be moving. There's a companion bill that's been filed in the U.S. Senate by Senator Grassley. And we've got a number of co-sponsors. We're going to move this thing through, and we're going to clean up our politics.
Let's get on board with that, Mike. How can the listening audience throughout the fruited plains of America help you in putting that through or getting that through? Where can they go to help and support you on that?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, CL, anyone who's living around the country, and I know you've got a broad reach now, they need to check in with their own lawmakers, their own members of Congress, their U.S. senators, and let them know that they agree that we should limit hostile foreign influences in our politics. The Disclosing Foreign Influence Act is our vehicle to do that. This is an action, as I mentioned, that is decades overdue. And we've seen that the urgency about this crisis, the American people deserve to know who is trying to influence our policies and our democratic processes, and this is the vehicle to do it. So let your elected officials, those who send to Washington, know that you demand transparency in government.
Mike, yesterday, and of course I may be biased, folks, yesterday I thought you asked the most intelligent questions to the Attorney General of the United States in regard to, a lot of things that have been going on. But now, are we now seeing the end of all of this? Is Jeff Sessions, what's the end game in this, and when will we get back to the business of running the country and leave Jeff Sessions and all of this alone? Tell us from your point of view.
Well, listen, you and I think a lot alike, CL, and I regard Jeff Sessions to be one of us. And by that, I mean, I really believe he's a patriot. He spent more than four decades serving the country in every manner imaginable, from the U.S. Senate to the Department of Justice. He began as a prosecutor in DOJ way back in the beginning of his career. He's a man of great integrity, and he's taking arrows from all sides right now. Look, my team, my side, the conservatives in the Judiciary Committee yesterday, were giving him some uppercuts about his what many of us perceive to be slow action on the appointment of another special counsel. We really believe that the Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One deal, and all these other suspect activities and scandals that have come to light in recent days, that they need to be properly investigated. I think, in his heart, I think Jeff Sessions, our Attorney General, agrees with that. But I do have some sympathy in that we want him to be very deliberate about it. It should not appear to be just mere politics, because it's not. It's about the rule of law. I think at the end of the day, he's going to do that. I saw now with a letter of every Republican on the House Judiciary Committee sent him a letter about 3 months ago requesting this affirmative step, and I think at the end of the day he'll do that. We'll follow the truth where it leads. At the end of the day, that's what every one of us should support.
Mike Johnson, God bless you. God keep you. I will talk to you real soon. Take care of the nation's business, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.